I made a Facebook post of how humbling it is that the amount of the messages and phone calls and Facebook posts that I received yesterday to wish me happy birthday. It's really humbling. I appreciate it.
Well, you're a bit more fortunate than Brenton Abdullah. It was his birthday, and I think he finished up poor bloke with heat exhaustion.
Yeah, he wasn't coping too well yesterday, so hopefully he's back on track soon.
Yeah, good on you, Josh. All the best, mate. Good to catch up.
Thanks, guys.
Josh Parr there.
His best he thought today was Final Gaze. That's race 3, number 3. Currently at $2.80, second elect on the fixed odds for the race, Cozzy.
All right, good on you, Quinny. We will talk to you throughout the day.
Time flies when you're having fun. I'll speak to you soon.
Nick Quinn there, tab.com.au. It's 4 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
I'm Gemma Cutting. Premier Mike Baird has announced he's retiring from politics, with his resignation to be in effect from next week following a Liberal Party room meeting and a spill of leadership positions. Newcastle Knights prop Paulie Pauly has been injured in a 7-vehicle pile-up on their Pacific M1 motorway at Cowan last night. His passengers were also hospitalised, a 27-year-old woman with a broken leg, an 18-year-old man with spinal injuries and a 15-year-old boy with a broken collarbone. A 39-year-old motorbike rider has suffered serious injuries after he took a joyride down a Melbourne pier and crashed into a concrete railing at around 70 kilometres an hour. And a young boy found wandering along a highway south of Wollongong in his pyjamas has been reunited with his family. He was found by a member of the public alone on the Princess Highway before 7 a.m. this morning. In sport, in just his third game for the Adelaide Strikers, Ish Sodhi has helped guide his team to a 77-run thrashing over defending champion Sydney Thunder. Sodhi took 6 for 11 off his 3 overs, with the Thunder dismissed for 101. John McEnroe has called Nick Kyrgios a black eye for tennis after the volatile star blew a 2-set lead and later a match point against Andreas Seppi last night, losing in 5 sets. Kyrgios admitted he wasn't physically strong enough for his home Grand Slam after hurting himself playing basketball earlier in the summer. He also says his main problem is the mental aspect of tennis and that he'll step up his search for a coach. The Aussies in action today in the third round are Jordan Thompson, Andrew Whittington and Daria Gavrilova. And Manly prop Darcy Lussick will miss the opening 5 games of the NRL season with a wrist injury. Lussick underwent surgery yesterday and will be aimed to be fit for Manly's round 6 match against the Dragons in April. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $50,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick this Saturday and a $25,000 first 4 jackpot on the Paws of Thunder final at Wentworth Park this Saturday night. And you can watch all races live on the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
G'day, Glenn McGrath here from the McGrath Foundation. Want to bring the magic of the Pink Test to your own community this summer? Host a Pink Stubbs Day with your club, your school or in your own backyard and help raise funds for McGrath breast cancer in communities across Australia. You can have fun while helping make life a little bit easier for families going through breast cancer. Find out how at pinkstumpsday.com.au. Together we can make a difference.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the very best in New South Wales country racing every week. This Sunday, we take you to the Northern Rivers for Ballina Mile Race Day. Racing HQ After 11 has Gary Cleese's Ballina Tips. Then all the action is on the National Racing Service, dedicated to racing. Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio gives you much more summer racing and sports with BSB Extra. Straight after the big sports breakfast at 9, Monday to Friday, BSB Extra talks racing with some of the best experts in the business, plus players and personalities.
This is Grand Slam tennis, and you know it's the year's first Grand Slam championship. It's in our backyard.
BSB Extra has crucial daily updates from Flinders Park right through Australia's tennis Grand Slam in Melbourne, plus all the Tab betting moves. BSB Extra on Sky Sports Radio.
The Star Chinese Festival of Racing is set to go off with a bang.
Over two Saturdays at Royal Randwick, February 4 and 11.
Australia's first multicultural racing festival will celebrate the Lunar New Year in spectacular fashion. Special Lunar New Year entertainment, award-winning food and all the racing action as the track heats up ahead of the Sydney Carnival. For tickets and information, visit www.theatc.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
And at 9 past 10, good morning, Sean Cosgrove with you on a great day's racing today at Gosford. We're going to find out what it's like there for the BTA with Steve Scholard, the track manager. Morning, Steve.
Yeah, Sean, how are you, mate?
I'm terrific. What have you got in store there today for us?
Oh, mate, a pleasant surprise up here compared to the last 2 weeks. It's overcast. The weather's about 21 degrees. We're certainly not complaining.
You've actually started to look at the overcoat, Steve. Haven't gone on, but you've looked at it.
I'm telling you, it's an extremely pleasant surprise for what we've gone through the last 4 weeks. So. But no, mate, look, we've got the track hours a good four. We've pumped that much water into it over the last week. It's ridiculous just trying to keep it alive and stop it from drying out too much. But no, it's all right. The same tab we raced on last Friday on our cup day. Pulled up remarkably well after that. Mate, there should be no issues here today whatsoever.
All right. Where will the rail be today, Steve?
It's in the crew, mate.
True.
As I said, same as last Friday.
So, beautiful day. Rail two, a good four, and you get the late kick-off. So for families and so forth, just perfect. 5 to 3 the first.
No use going to the beach today with this overcast weather.
Go to the races.
Get out to Gosford Races and spend some money here and maybe they'll give me a pay rise. I don't know.
Well, they're not going to win at the beach unless they've got a TAB phone app, are they?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the only place to bet would be the TAB. You
don't
anywhere else.
Oh, God, you're a good man. Good on you, Steve. Have a top day there, mate.
Bye, mate.
Steve Scholard, the track manager. Beautiful days. He said they're a little overcast. It just cooled down perfectly. Rail 2 and a good 4 for Gosford today. And seriously, 5 to 3 the first. If you're thinking of going anywhere, the Savo, head to Gosford for the races. Gary Harley, he can't wait to get there. G'day, Gas. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Beautiful day?
Beautiful. Love the weather.
Well, as Steve said, you couldn't ask for any better. That's just perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, mate. Here in the Hunter, we've just got a light drizzle. The last 10 minutes or so, it's been just drizzling a little and very overcast, and a lot of rain would be welcome, of course.
No.
It's terrific after what we've had, and I'm only about 10 minutes away from them bad fires they had yesterday. Curry and that, which were very dangerous. So big, you know, those people from the rural fire, etc., they'll be very happy with the change in the weather. No doubt about that. Mate, 7 races, great surface. Gosford is a tremendous surface. And quite a good meeting. Kevin McAvoy's got some good chances at the meeting today. The top jocks are riding, so let's see if we can find a winner, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the first there, we've got a full field. 5 centre of attentions, 320. 3 Tuscan Rain, 4 even. 4 Strike Me Lucky, 440. 2 Judge Doom is 480. 1 Thunder Set, 7. The other one, 6 Aldous, a $13 pop.
He's a pretty tough, she's a pretty tough stayer, centre of attention. Dan Williams rarely races a horse at Gosford, all the way up from Goulburn, and he sent her to Gosford the other day on New Year's Eve, and she was just beaten by the Getaway. They had a big struggle the last 100 metres, and Blake McDougall rode her, and he fired in a protest. They did come together quite late in the race, but the protest was unsuccessful. Blake's going to claim again today, so she's only going to have 52, which is very beneficial over the tough 2,600 metre trip. They have such a lightweight, and I think she'll take a ton of beating here. Number 3 was my second pick, Tuscan Rain. It absolutely bolted in the narrow the other day over the 2,200. It grinds away, runs second at Kembler, well beaten over 2,000 on a heavy prior to that, but it'll just keep coming over the 2,600. Adrian will get the ride. It's a good chance of the race. Number 4, Strike Me Lucky, another horse who just battles away. Won a race 2,100 at the Beaumont, 4 of his back. Got me 2 lengths here in the 2,600 to the get a high-end centre of attention. Got a chance again today. And final set. A half-brother, older brother to Piero, 8-year-old. He'll lead for sure. And when he's on song, he's very hard to run down. Now, here the other day, he led, and he only got beat a length in the Getaway Center of Attention's race. So three of those horses out of that race in my top four here today. Puffer set, allowed the bar along in front, which will probably happen, could prove hard to run down. 5-3, 4-1, mate.
All right, race two, it's a full field. Four Babe in Boots, $1.80. Three, Vigilio is $2.50. One Biscuit Time out, and it's $9. Now, 8 Sunset Jewel at $12. The others, Gaz, 2 Soul Revival, $21. 7 Repentant, $31. 6 Duchess of Dubai, $81. And 5 Bondior at $101.
These two favourites met the other day at Kembla. I'm going the other way today with the second favourite, Vigilio, to beat number 3, to beat number 4 Babe in Boots. Now, when they met the other day at Kembla, Babe in Boots come quick along the rail in the last bit, even though beaten a length by Riders Reign, who ran a fair race yesterday. But Leo was only about a long head behind Babe in Boots when they hit the line. Now, why I've gone for Virgilio is that today he'll be a lot fitter. He was first up the other day, and I noticed his trainer, Red Terry Parker, said he'll be a lot fitter today, which I'm sure he will be. And he has raced well at his only second up run in the past. I got him on top. He only got beat ahead one day at Warwick Farm behind Jericho. I mean, he had terrific form that run anyway for a race like this. Now, the other one, and Blake Shin's going to ride him too. The other day, Babe in Boots. The other one, Babe in Boots, is Barrier 1. Chad Lever, who rode the horse the other day for Gwenda Markle, is on board. It's his third career run, or hers. She's a three-year-old filly. She won third, beat the length and a half on the Boo at Kembla on December 17 after sharing the lead. Then she ran second there the other day. She had no cover. I can see why she's odds on. She was a little bit stiff the other day. She was four wide with no cover for a fair bit of the trip, and she laid in the straight, and she did hit the line pretty good. She will be very hard to beat. But I went 3-4. One Biscuit Time, he's very green. His last run, he got beat about 1.8 at Tamworth, at Tarree, should I say. This is a tougher race, but he'll be a lot fitter, and he's got a good barrier today, and he's got Abdullah. He'll run some sort of a race if he settles. Number 2, Soul Revival, at 20-1 shot. Trial good before it failed first up at Gosford. May do something today. 3, 4, 1, and 2.
All right, the third, the Class 2, 1600, 5 Humilities out, 1 Intrepid Way, and 3 Final Gaze, now equal favourites at 270, 2 Waltzing Willie, 650, along with 6 Element of Luck, 4 Calm and Serene's, 950, 7 is Pretty Cool, 14, and 8 Wedding Kiss at 81.
I don't know if we're on a bit of a view here. Pretty Cows or this Element of Luck. And I don't know whether Fred could be listening this morning. As far as I know, he went to hospital. But he hasn't been feeling too good. That was a week ago on Cup Day. He was in hospital, so he may still be there. But he trains Element of Luck, and the mare's going really good. She ran fourth at Wyong last start on January 4 behind Marikita, who ran a bottle of the race. I think it was yesterday at Warwick Farm. Kylie Hill ran second, Star Reflection third. It was a good race. Got back in the field, come across heels, and they straightened up and really hit the line. Now, Graham Buckley rode carried 54, but today James Innes with a 1.5 claim. This mare only at 52.5. She run 30 at Gosford, 3 runs back in early December, beating a length and a half on Spitzel Knight and Fly Forward, and that's very good form. The lightweight on the back, each way forever. Number 6 Element of Luck, I think she'll run a big race. One Intrepid Way, well, there's no doubt in my mind that Intrepid Way is a better horse on a wet track. Both of his wins have been on wet tracks. However, he still goes all right on the good. I know he's only had 7 starts for 1 placing there, but some of his runs on good tracks, the third at Golden was okay, wasn't beaten far. And the last start on a good track, he's only beaten 2.5 lengths at Randwick on Boxing Day behind Invincible Night, and I'm impressed. And that's good enough to be a big hit here, and that's the reason he is people's favourite. Our number 3 Final Gaze has been very heavily backed in the last 24 hours in tab.com. From 7 at Kembla last start, behind Tar Sin, chased hard, coming from last was the mile around here. Should suit the local boys riding, Josh Parr. The barrier's okay. And it's run two starts back at Newcastle. Now, Excited Prince was good enough to give it a big hope here. And number two is best of the others for me, Watching Willie. Starting to find a bit of third up for Donna Grisdale. 6-1, 3-2. Short.
All right, now the next event, which is race four, we take out 8, Elon's Magic. 6, Parley Vu, $1.70 at short. 4, Valiant Mate, $5.50 along with 5, Allegheny. 9, Chatterjack. Sorry, 9, Chatterjack at $8.50. Number 1, Pinch Me, $13. 7, Tennessee Hussey, $15. 3, Hinches, $26. 2, Courtly, $61. And 10, Apache, now at $101. You're just ready to jump onto this one, aren't you?
Oh, it's a better today, mate. His run was sensational the other day at Ranwick. He is a very, very smart horse. I remember the day, Parley Vu, I'm talking about, number 6. I remember the day when he won on the bill at Gosford back on May 12. He just won, but he run down means that day. And that he come really hard at the finish to win. And Joe Fry turned him out. And first up the other day at Ranwick, beyond Ice Bucket, in a good class race, Baggio run third. He got beat about half a neck. About half a neck that day. He was three wide with cover, 6 or 7 lengths off the lead. When Kerrin put him out across the hills, he rocketed to the line. And today he goes an extra 100 metres on a track where he has won. It's not a bad race, but he's pretty smart. I think he's a better today, and the price reflects that. You don't have to be told that. Again, he'll probably lead. I reckon I'll go forward from that wide alley rather than get caught deep. It bolted in the maiden here the other day after a number of placings last time. It's a race for sure. Number 4, Valiant Mate. Good run up Warwick Farm. He beat the length after an easy one at Hawkesbury. And number 9, best of the others in the race. Sure.
Whoops, you're breaking up there, guys. You there?
Chatterjack. 6-5-4-9.
Might need you to stand on one leg and turn around and wet your finger and shove it in the air there, Gaz. Now, the next event, race 5.
What was that?
I said we might need you to stand on one leg, spin in a circle, wet your finger and put it in the air to get better reception, all right?
Mate, when you live in the bush, you cut these things.
Right, now, hang on a sec. Now, the next 3 cordoned, 7 Sanctuary Cove, 11 Refuge Bay and 12 Circus Dancer out. And I just got the mental picture of you doing that, and it's not good. Now, the favourite, 6 Onslaught at 3 even. 10, Madame Gazelle at 4.60, 5 Engaging, 4.80, 2 Australia Justice, 5 even. 13, Victoria Dawn, 6.50, 9 It's So Obvious, 11. Number 1, Lakshmi, 23, 4 Dynamic Bid, 26, and 8 Chubnell, $81. That's race 5, Gary.
Why I'm doing this, I wish I don't like doing it, I'm always doing it, is it...
Whoops, mate, I reckon what we might do, we might get you to hang up and we'll ring you back. That line is shocking at the moment, so we'll take a quick break. We'll get you to hang up and we'll dial you straight back because that phone line is just dropping in and out absolutely non-stop there. It's 21 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio gives you the complete racing package every week. Sunday mornings at 9, the wrap reviews the week's racing with leading form analyst Paul Joyce.
We've done our form pretty quickly, you know, run the race through many times and come up with the right plan.
This Sunday, get the wash-up of Carrington Stakes Race Day with jockeys, trainers, stewards news and the time form ratings with Gary Chris. Sunday morning at 9, the wrap, on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Whether you want to freight your horse from Karaka to Australia or freight your horse further afield from New Zealand or Australia, NZB Air Freight offers unrivaled service and expertise. Call the team at NZB Air Freight on 02-9667-2250. Choose NZB Air Freight for first-class service at economy rates. Call NZB Air Freight today, 02-9667-2250.
Sky Sports Radio has the very best form analysts, including popular Victorian form analyst Mark Hunter, heard on BSB Extra Monday to Friday mornings from 9. Then on the biggest race day of the week, he guides you into a winning Saturday at 9, like last Saturday with Double Bluff at Flemington.
Number 10, Double Bluff, who I liked midweek at Sandown there recently at the big odds.
Double Bluff wins.
Form analyst Mark Hunter, another reason to stay with your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Well, we'll go back to Gary in a moment. Gary Harley there. You there, Gaz?
He's
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
Ah, lovely. We got you now. That's a lot better. We can hear you.
Mate, what happens? I usually do it at home. But there's a four-hour power cut in our suburb this morning.
Oh, you're kidding.
So our phones aren't even working.
Oh, dear.
So that's why I'm on the mobile, and I'm only about 100 yards from home. It's usually pretty good. But anyway, we're up to race five.
Yep.
I went 2, 6, 5, and 13. He's a bit of odds, $5 or $6 Australia Justice. I think he'll go better today. Pulled up with a poor post-race recovery the other day at Warwick Farm. Back to the 1,200 after two runs back at Wyong. He got a bit tight over 1,350 and run third. Abdullah will ride him, and I think he'll be hard to beat today each way. Six Onslaught's a big chance for McAvoy and Snowden. Won a trial well recently. Had form good enough last time in to give it a good chance here. No superstar. Should run all right. Five Engaging. First up at Kembla, got beat 2.5 the other day. Tried hard in the straight. It'll be all the better for the run. And number 13, best of the others. 2, 6, 5, and 13.
All right, we go then to race six, and let's have a look at that. The scratchings here. One Wide Acclaim, 4 Pennington at 8 Express Point, 5 Regatta Rebel, 320, 7 Fanning at 420, 9 Vegas Strip, 460, 2 Hit the Mark, 480, 3 Armageddon at 9, 6 Anatime, 14, 10 Little Lucky, 16. Gee, there's about 4 of them up the top of the market there. Not a lot between them, Gary.
Yeah, mate. Regatta Rebel finds her best form. I think she'll win. She had two back in May. She got the 3 lengths at Scone in the Denise's Dewey behind Alicanari. Now, that is a black-tight race. Rowinda run second. Then she had a long spell and come back and trial the other day at Wyong in a hot trial. Positive problems, beat Guard of Honour in the trial. She got beat about 3 lengths in that trial and not asked to do a lot. She's a Kembla winner back in March. She's got McAvoy for Snowden, the old combination back together. I've got her on top. Thought number 7. Was best of the others, Sean Fanning. He won well at Wyong, he won well at Gosford, then he ran third at Canterbury, ran fourth there to Spending to win the other day. Got a bit in class today. Ty Anglin to ride, he's got good speed. Number 2, Hit the Mark, been well back. Good Canterbury placings back in November. And number 3, I'm a Jet, Peter Roach, down from Coffs Harbour, has got ability. 5, 7, 2, and 3.
All right, we go then to the seventh event, and this is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,600. We pull out number 1, Rotoiti, 13 by a mile, and 14, Little Poppy. Now, 6, Sepoy Achiever is $2.10, number 3, Gold Emblem, $4.60, 9, Threatened, $6, 7, Walk the Streets at 7, then out to 11, Belle de Sud at $12, 2, Royalty Rising, 18, 8, Winslow at 23, 12, Stare at 34, 5, Practical, 41, 4, Noble Truth, 61, and 10, Ezeki, 71.
I think it'll win the favourite. Another good McAvoy ride. Sepoy Achiever for Waller. Run second at Ramwick the other day behind Cassidy. He was beaten 2.25 lengths, but had over-raced early in the race. He got in behind the leaders, come across the hurdles, chased hard. Fourth run back today, he'll be very fit, the filly. She's a Sepoy filly, and she was placed at Kembla first up and not far away at Warwick Farm second up. She'll be very hard to beat, number 6. I thought number 3 was probably the danger in the race. Sean, which is Gold Emblem. It went well the other day at Wyong, just beaten after running third at Bathurst. Gay trains it, Hieronymus. Gay and Adrian train it. Hieronymus to ride. It'll go forward and want to lead from that wide alley. No doubt about that. And could prove hard to run down. Best of the others, 7 Walk the Streets. It's been money for this. Went good in both runs this time in. In fact, it's only had the 2 runs, and it was placed both times on the Beaumont track. And number 9, Shrek. 6, 3, 7, 9. Parlay Vu, the best, Sean, that you've got to take short odds.
All right. I just might give you your numbers again for the last 4 there for the quaddy, Gaz. So that's all right for people wanting to have a quaddy from sort of race 4 on. Just get your numbers.
Yeah,
race 4 for people riding down a quaddy there today. Your thoughts, your numbers there?
Yeah, mate. Just a sec. Race 4. Here we go.
You all right?
Race 4, just 2, 6 parlay view, and I threw number 5 in for insurance.
All right.
As Johnny Scores calls it. 6 and 5, then the other legs, I put all the 4 in. 2, 6, 5, and 13.
Yep.
5, 7, 2, and 3. 6, 3, 7 and 9, mate.
All right, good on you, going. Looks like it's been a fantastic day, as Steve Scullard said.
Yeah.
21, a little bit of cloud cover, a good four, the rail crew. They pumped a lot of water on the track to keep it up to condition. Then, of course, it was peak condition for the cup meeting there last week. So, all in all, good day, guys.
Yeah, perfect weather to go racing, mate. You should get there.
Yep, and we will hear you with the late mail throughout today. The late start, 5 to 3 the first. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Gary Harley there, and he's on his way to Gosford today. The latest start at 5 to 3. Now, in a moment, we'll update news and sport with Gemma Cutting, and following that, I'll be chin-wagging this morning with trainer Sue Grills. Looking forward to it as well. 28 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
It's yearling sale time, and Dynamic Syndications will be active again at all major sales. As primary syndicator for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Stables, we invite you to join us in 2017 as together we aim at massive prize money. Our family-operated business has been involved with 13 Group 1 wins, including the Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, Caulfield and Rosehill Guineas, Blue Diamond and many more. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com, follow us on social media or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Heading back to school or uni or just around the corner? Feng Li has got all your computing needs covered with fantastic bargains from all the best brands. Head into Feng Li today and grab a hot back to school and uni bargain while stocks last.
Live racing is now available at tasracing.com.au. Every Tasmanian race day, all three codes, available on your desktop, tablet and mobile, absolutely free. Live racing at tasracing.com.au.
It's 10:29. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has announced he's quitting politics. He says the decision wasn't easy, but that there's a strong personal cost that comes in public life. Baird says he's leaving behind a great team, which is going to do many great things for New South Wales. There will be a Liberal Party room meeting next week and a spill of leadership positions, and Baird will resign from Parliament following the meeting, effective immediately. Milder conditions and easing winds will give firefighters a chance to gain the upper hand over bushfires near Cessnock. Numerous blazes merged yesterday to threaten properties in Currie-Currie, but the New South Wales Rural Fire Service says no homes have been lost, although some sheds and outbuildings were damaged. And WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he's happy to return to the US as long as all his rights are guaranteed. It comes after outgoing President Barack Obama gave Chelsea Manning clemency, slashing her original jail term for leaking information to WikiLeaks by 30 years. Manning, who was a transgender woman, has attempted suicide twice after being jailed in a male prison until 2045. In sport, Nick Kyrgios has gone into self-destruct mode at the Australian Open, blowing a two-set lead over Andreas Seppi to lose in five sets. He carried a knee injury into the home Grand Slam and had a running verbal exchange with his courtside box about the poor management of his body. But in a post-match presser, Kyrgios conceded it was all mental for him and indicated he'll search for a coach, while also hitting back at John McEnroe, who called his performance a black eye for tennis. The Sydney Thunder's title defence came to an embarrassing end last night at Spotless Stadium, crashing to a 77-run defeat against the last-placed Adelaide Strikers. And Cronulla has signed Ben Barber to a one-year deal, with the club trying to have the suspended fullback fast-tracked back into training. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The Big Sports Breakfast.
SMH rider Chris Barrett with his thoughts on the selection and then dropping of Hilton Cartwright.
In their defence, I can only think that they thought Hilton Cartwright's bowling might be up to it, and that probably shows a lack of intel on his bowling, because you could tell...
Well, they didn't bowl him.
They bowled him for four overs, and Steve Smith had seen enough. For weeks now, people have been suggesting in and around cricket that Mitchell Marsh would be a smarter option for India.
The Big Sports Breakfast, 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, TAB and USG Boral.
Whether you want to freight your horse from Karaka to Australia or freight your horse further afield from New Zealand or Australia, NZB Air Freight offers unrivaled service and expertise. Call the team at NZB Air Freight on 02 966